Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Great news to round out the year, Roger.
Yes.
600,000 illegal immigrants have been deported by ICE, with another 1.9 million self-deporting. Joining me now is White House border czar Tom Homan. How would you assess the president's work on securing this border so far in 2025?
Unprecedented. Nothing like this in the history of the country. Look, we got the most secure border in the history of this nation. The most secure ever. And that's based on real data. I just came back. I just did a border review in San Diego, Texas, and Arizona. I toured the border by air, by boat, and by four-wheel drive. 3 days on the southern border, Maria. I didn't see a single illegal alien.
That's incredible.
600,000.
Yeah, and keep in mind, these are people we really had to hunt. These are criminals, most of them. 75% of them have deportation orders, or they've committed crimes here, or they're wanted criminals in other places. So these are the worst of the worst. But the other 1.9 million, Roger, those are the ones I'm more interested in. Yeah, they self-deported.
Yes, I was going to say, that is the, as the secretary reported, that is the amazing factor.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I couldn't believe that. I guess I'm in the minority here, because I keep seeing people reacting to this. This isn't enough. It's not enough. He hasn't even been in office a year. And the funding for the army, and it is an army of 10,000 ICE agents, that doesn't kick in, because remember, it was in the big, beautiful bill, until January.
Yeah.
So they are going to put them on the streets at the earliest possible. They say they're going to be completely dispatched by February. We've done all of this without that 10,000 strong army. It's going to absolutely ramp up. But the fascinating thing you can see going on here is that every single week now, we have some massive number, truly massive, Roger, number of illegals being kicked off either the welfare rolls. They're not supposed to be there. They're committing fraud by receiving it. 700,000 kicked off food stamps. We've got billions of dollars worth of illegals being kicked off Medicaid. They cannot legally be on it. The Trump administration won the right to kick them off. That was in the big, beautiful bill. So, you know, we can purge the rolls. We found 9 million of them with Social Security numbers illegally given to them by the Biden administration to hide them among Americans. We know who they are. So I think you're going to see these numbers really ramp up next year as we cut off systematically the fraudulent ways in which they were supporting themselves. There's simply not enough jobs for them and us.
And, not even the massive government-sponsored scams are going to be running out of money, apparently.
Yeah.
The thing that amazed me about this, about ICE and was the ramp up in the number of applications going back about 6 months ago, people who actually want to take part in the enforcement program and become customs agents.
Yeah, over 200,000 people applying. And the caliber of the people applying is incredible. I mean, retired police chiefs are like, hey, let me just put on a uniform and go out there on the street.
Yeah, people with training and background.
Yep. So you're going to have people now who the Democrats fraudulently signed up all throughout the nation who, you know, and I keep explaining this. Look, this is a country that's creating, what, 60,000 private sector jobs a month. You can't bring in 12 million people in 4 years and think we're going to have jobs for them. That math don't fly. And so the Democrats had to commit fraud on a massive scale to keep them here and keep them fed. We're finding out the ways they did it. And as we're kicking them off week after week after week of all this stuff, and that'll continue, they're going to leave because they don't have to. They're going to have to leave. They can't eat. They can't work. There's no jobs, and what jobs under the table jobs there are, now we're doing raids again. Biden announced we weren't going to raid workplaces. Trump is. There's no way forward, and you're seeing that in the jobs numbers. You know, for the first time, we've now got we've got 2.6 million Americans getting jobs for the first time in the last few years. The number of foreign hires is declining. Under Biden, 46% of the jobs were going to non-Americans. So that's over. And I think you're going to see Trump, he has the standard offer on the table. I'll pay for your ticket out of here, your flight, and I'll give you $1,000 for your trouble. Sorry that Joe Biden invited you. Please go home. And they're going to fly out of here in mass. I fully expect my number in my mind for the next year is 5 million. I think we'll get 5 million out.
And the most effective way of stemming that tide is the return to their home country and to their hometowns and to their areas and their provinces of people saying, no, you know, this didn't work. We're back. Don't do it. Don't go up there. Because back in the beginning in the 1950s, huge textile corporations, notably J.P. Stevens in this region, advertised widely in Mexico and down in Central America, trying to bring more people up to handle the textile jobs that a lot of Americans were vacating. And that started a momentum that was practically impossible to stem long after the textile industry in the South, well, pretty much left the South, and those jobs were no longer available. It took the better part of 7 or 8 years before people returning saying, no, that's not true, those jobs aren't there anymore, before that began to ease.
And then, of course, the Biden administration advertising down there to come on up here, and the word spreading that, hey, you know, you can get, we'll pay for everything.
Well,
food,
yeah.
Housing, health care, we'll pay for all of it.
Yeah, nowadays with the internet and with Telemundo, they got that message in mass media direct from the president. Yeah,
absolutely. Meanwhile, on a totally different story, we're learning over the weekend, this is a top 10 in the country trending article right now, news story, Nick Reiner and why he is pleading not guilty in killing his parents.
Yeah.
He was diagnosed with schizophrenia in the, you know, months before the murders. And this is absolutely tragic. His new medication was making him, quote, out of his head, unquote, in the weeks before he killed his dad and his mom. Doctors had switched his medication in the hopes of helping him get the right, I guess, mix. It backfired.
Wow.
His behavior became alarming. That was the opposite of, I guess, what was intended, and it made him erratic and dangerous after his prescription was altered. And that's in the 3 to 4 weeks before Rob Reiner and his wife were found stabbed to death in their Brentwood home. So absolutely tragic. There's definitely going to be lawsuits, no doubt.
You can look at photos that have since surfaced of the family group standing there, Reiner and Michelle Singer and the other son, and there he is. And you can just tell they're all smiling. You're looking at the camera. There's something wrong
with him. Yeah.
You can just, I mean, it just, it jumps out of the page on the, on those photos.
Once his medication was changed, Nick was out of his head, a source told CMZ. And this is a guy who's been very violent for many years anyway, has destroyed family property, has been kicked off, you know, the homestead and gone, been homeless. It's just absolutely a mess. You know what's interesting, though, to me, Roger? This is the part I don't quite understand. You know, they Rob Reiner and his wife went to Conan O'Brien's party that, you know, the night before they were killed.
Yeah.
And took their son with them. He was making bizarre statements to people. Rob Reiner says to Conan O'Brien, you know, the comedian,
sure,
I just have him here because I have to keep my eye on him.
Yeah, I can't leave him at home. Yeah.
Well, okay, but I don't get it because he was staying at a $70,000 per month mental health and substance abuse treatment facility.
Okay, let's hear that again. $70,000 a month.
A month. That's how hard they were trying to fix him. I'm not sure what. To me, babysitting, you're out of his.
Yeah.
Babysitting, you're out of his mind. Truly, and I don't agree with Rob Reiner. I didn't when he was alive about his politics, but truly, you're babysitting, you're out of his mind, schizophrenic son, who's not in the facility that you're paying for. He's at your house, and you're taking him to Christmas parties,
and according
to watch
him,
it's
according
weird.
To some people at the party, loud arguments several times erupted during the evening.
Yeah. I mean, I think I would have just skipped the Conan O'Brien party and stayed home. And then my next question would be, you didn't have him in a padded cell. He was at your house with you, and he was having literally a mental break. I mean, schizophrenia is not. I mean,
yeah,
I don't. I have a lot of questions. That's like this doesn't. You don't generally take your son who's having a mental break from a imbalanced medication to a Christmas party with you.
Yeah. Well,
it's, I don't know. I got a lot of questions.
We refer to it as bipolar disorder nowadays. I don't like schizophrenia, but that's exactly what we're talking about. And that the lapses are sudden and about as often as not violent.
Yeah. So terribly tragic all around. But we're finding out that's basically why he's pleading not guilty, because he did have that diagnosis in the weeks before and was kind of out of his mind. And you got to kind of wonder, how did the doctors change his medications and then he just goes wandering around? I don't know.
Well, that's historically a pretty effective plea, actually.
Yeah. And he legitimately, this isn't one of those things where he's diagnosed after and they try to tell us he was crazy. He was diagnosed before.
Yeah.
But at least gives you, I don't know, kind of the beginnings of an explanation somehow for something to make this make sense, as much as a thing like that could make sense, but very sad, very tragic. So, all right, coming up on the show, more good news, this time on the economy. Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good evening. Talking about the economic gains made by the Trump administration at TP USA this weekend.
Real wages are finally growing. Inflation is half of what it was under Democrats. Gas prices are their lowest in years. and we have finally made it clear that in the United States, we believe in hard work and merit. Don't hand power back to the people who tanked the economy in the first place. Join the America First movement, and you will always have a place on our great team. Next month will be the official one-year anniversary of the Trump administration, and I am damn proud of our record so far.
Yeah, they really have done an amazing job for just less than a year, given how far they've made it. Raising wages across the board by 1%, unbelievable. Meanwhile, folks, I've been predicting this for a while, that a time will come, and they're working up to it in blue areas. A time will come when a blue activist, citizen, maybe illegal immigrant, somebody will hurt or kill either a Border Patrol agent or an ICE agent. And that person will not go to prison. We will hit a level of lawlessness. They're working their way up to it. You could see that over the weekend with two things that happened. Going into the weekend, a leftist jury in Los Angeles acquitted a guy by the name of Bobby Nunes. He is a South LA tow truck driver. They were trying to prosecute him. In November, ICE had an illegal immigrant with a criminal record surrounded. They'd blocked her in with their cars. And were in the process of trying to extricate her and arrest her for deportation. She was live streaming the whole thing online, which is how the tow truck driver knew where she was. He shows up with his tow truck. They've got her boxed in. Occasionally you'll see police do this with criminals or other people that have run for them. They had her boxed in with federal vehicles. He rolls up with the tow truck in the middle of her being arrested. They're trying to take her in. Hooks up the federal vehicle ICE was driving and hauls it off to attempt to help her escape. Can you imagine doing that here? Can you imagine our sheriff, our Greenville police, and they've got somebody with a criminal record surrounded, they're trying to bring him in, and you decide, no, we just don't think you should do that. We make the law here. And you try to help that person escape. Or maybe even you're a tow truck driver and you tow off, like, I don't know, one of the police officer's vehicles to help a criminal. You'd be lucky if you got out of that alive. Seriously, they might open fire on you in self-defense. Not in California. A leftist jury in Los Angeles just acquitted Bobby Nunes. He was charged, among other things, with auto theft. You cannot just go up to an ICE vehicle and just take off with it because you don't like who drives it, unless you live in LA. You can, folks, so understand where we are now. You can now steal federal officials' vehicles in California and get away with it. We've got over 100 of these vehicle rammings that have happened now with left-wingers trying to kill ICE, Border Patrol. I'm telling you, they are working their way up to somebody hurt or killed, and the guy who does it gets off scot-free. So just understand, if you don't feel that they should arrest somebody according to federal law, instead of changing federal law, which Democrats could try to do, run on that, see how the people like it. You can steal their vehicles. You can impede arrest. You can interfere in a federal law enforcement activity. He was charged with all that. Acquitted by a left-wing jury in lawless LA. That's where we are this morning. Meanwhile, in Fairfax, keep your eye on this too. Democrats are literally letting criminal illegal immigrants kill people, so they can brag they are not cooperating with ICE. Folks, it gets worse and worse and worse in these blue areas. An El Salvadorian national who was having a mental health crisis, Marvin Morales Ortiz, was jailed and charged with multiple crimes after maliciously wounding someone who was living in the same home with him. The victim did not show up to testify. So what ICE did was put a detainer on him. Hey, if you're going to release him because the victim didn't show up to testify, turn out the victim was in the hospital. If the victim didn't show up to testify, look, this guy's dangerous. He's already, you know, maliciously wounded someone. This is ICE. This is us. Let us help you. We're going to pick him up. Turn him over to us. We've got a detainer on him. That's all they had to do. Guess what they did? They're Democrats. What do you think they did? Fairfax County, Virginia. Blue. They let him go. They defied the detainer and turned him loose. Shortly after, this is the incredible part, police, recognizing he was dangerously mental ill, tried to put a mental health hold on him. In other words, so they could pick him back up. They didn't get him fast enough. He murdered the victim. Was then arrested after murdering the same person he had injured, not even a day after being released. They just turn him out. Folks, there's no words for this. So this isn't, you know, the nice, sweet mom of two working in a hotel at night trying to support her two kids who's an illegal immigrant. This is Democrats letting illegal immigrant absconders out to kill people. And at least the cops, to their credit there, were trying to find some way to stop him, like with a mental health hold. But these Democrats, they don't care. This is how we're going to live as a country, folks. Can you imagine? Imagine them getting power for another 4 years of a presidency the way we would live. Seriously? Maliciously wound someone? And you go, well, he's an illegal. We love those. We'll let him go. And ICE is like, no, please let us have him. Please, we'll protect the public. Just let us pick him up. Nope. Defy the detainer. Guy's dead. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Texter writes, do you even have to be a citizen for jury duty in California? I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if you don't. I don't know. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I think the opposite will happen first. An ICE agent will be convicted for murder for firing on a car trying to ram him. Oh, I see what you're saying. In other words, self-defense. And yeah, I could see that happening too, actually. That's Sean in Liberty. Good morning, Sean. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Texter writes, hey, Tira, Director Rob Reiner's 2016 interview. He was obviously, he and his wife just murdered by their son, who we're now finding out this morning had a schizophrenia diagnosis and whose doctors were trying to get his meds right at the time of the killing. They had apparently failed. Tara, Rob Reiner's 2016 interview, he stated he never had the say no to drugs talk with his kids, said he didn't want to be a hypocrite. He also stated he regretted sending Nick to rehab at 15. Yeah. Well, by the time he was 21, he would be in rehab 17 times. Maybe good thing to have the no drugs talk with your kids. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Everybody wants to get into the Christmas spirit. No better way to do that. One small South Carolina town felt, then, you know, put up some decorations. Why not? So, town of Mullins, you know where that is? Kind of on the way to the beach. Sort of between Florence and the ocean. Small South Carolina town, top 10 news story. Here's what happened. You can see where this is going in a minute as I describe this. Small South Carolina town, beautification committee. Trying to figure out how to drum up business downtown, right? Towns do this all over the place. Decides they'll put up a Christmas display at their own expense. These are business owners. So around Thanksgiving, Kimberly Bird, head of the Mullins, that's the town, Mullins Beautification Committee, said her small team decided to decorate the city's new marketplace area for its first Christmas season like a Hallmark movie. What a cute idea. But it was adorable. Hoping to draw more customers to the downtown area. So they spent like 2 weeks putting decorations they paid for out of their own pockets up, including snowmen, wreaths, lights, Santa Claus, and a small 3x4 foot nativity scene. But the mayor of Mullins is a Democrat. Can you see where this is headed? Mayor Miko Pickett, that's a woman, asked her to remove the nativity scene, citing concerns about residents of other faiths and beliefs in the community. Can't have them subjected to Western culture or, God forbid, Christianity. Did anybody complain? No. No, they did not. But she wanted it gone anyway. Folks, you got to see this. It's literally, it is 3 feet by 4 feet. It's tiny. The nativity part of this. Democrat can't have it. Our small town, we have a church on every corner, Bird told Fox News Digital. It's a faith-based community in the Bible Belt. I've been here for 53 years of my life and never heard of anything like this happening here. Mayor insisting she remove it. Bird said she received support from some city council members to keep the display in place, decided to take a stand by vowing to keep the nativity scene where it was, which caused the Democrat mayor to lose her damn mind. Let's not kid ourselves. It's her personally. She objects to this. There's nobody complaining. The mayor argued that the religious symbol had to be removed from the public parking area because it violated separation of church and state. Here's the problem. It doesn't. Supreme Court ruled on that back in 1984 in Lynch v. Donnelly. 5-4 decision that a nativity scene displayed by a Rhode Island city did not violate the Establishment Clause because it was part of a broader holiday display that included secular symbols. This one does. So they're having an absolute brawl about this, you know, telling who's going to win. Folks, these people kill me. They will do anything to get Jesus out of the town square and Islam in. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, do you see this? Very predictable. What did I tell you? Every time that Trump gets on the verge of peace, a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine or some kind of deal that'll pull Russia back, every single time. Ukraine, and I'm putting that in air quotes because Ukraine doesn't have the ability to do this. Ukraine, it's really NATO. And their intelligence agencies, maybe some rogue folks from ours, I don't know, but definitely theirs, goes in and bombs Russia or assassinates someone or does something to make sure that Trump can't achieve peace. Round and round and round we go. It happened again this weekend. Did you see this? Top 10 in the nation news story. Are Americans figuring this out? Headline, Russian general assassinated in car bombing. They're saying they think Ukraine's responsible. No, this is NATO. Ukraine's not responsible for anything. They can't pull this off. This takes a Western intelligence agency. So what they're hoping and what you're going to see today, they know that every single time, because Russia, Russian representatives were in Florida this weekend talking, you know, Trump's trying to get to peace. Every single time Trump gets close, or it looks like they get close, they will go into Russia and kill innocent people inside of Russia. I mean, like civilians or generals or something, because they know that Russia will respond and it'll scuttle the peace talks. And then the Western media generally will just cover the Russian response, but not what NATO did to provoke it, usually. And then it looks like Russia's on some bizarre bombing run. Like, why are they bombing all of a sudden? Well, because they just killed 50 civilians. That's why Ukraine flew in and did it. And on and on and on it goes. And then NATO makes sure that we don't get peace because they want war. And this is how they undermine Trump again and again and again and again. I mean, it's like clockwork. In fact, going into the weekend, I was almost like, wow, they sound like they're starting to make progress again on peace. What is Ukraine going to do to stop it? And it's not Ukraine doing it, it's NATO. Sure enough, Russian general on Ukrainian war crime list assassinated in car bombing inside of Russia. And you can expect Russia always retaliates, and you can expect a bombing run today, and it will probably scuttle peace talks again. They're just trying to get through the Trump administration, hopefully to elect a Democrat, so they can then go to war, hopefully with U.S. troops on the front lines, as was the plan if Her Highness had won. So really predictable this weekend. NATO does not want peace. It's too profitable. By the way, did you see what happened last week? I mean, it's too profitable to have a war. Did you see what happened last week? $105 billion sent, spent, approved by the EU. For what? Arm Ukraine. You mean the whole time they would have spent their own money if we just didn't spend ours? Yeah. You mean we didn't have to print over $200 billion for the war because they'd have done it if we just got out of the way? Yeah. Wow. Wish we knew that before we printed $200 billion and sent it over there. By the way, New York Times reporting the last 2 weeks that Zelensky's inner circle stole billions of those dollars. So the good news is, I'm sure that Zelensky's inner circle still stealing billions. They can steal billions of euros from the euro weenies, not us. That's especially not our kids. Cuba has been a constant security concern for the United States of America, given its partnerships with everyone from Venezuela to Russia to China, having them kind of on our back porch. Been a problem for decades. Might not be a problem much longer. While official Washington screams bloody murder over the idea of actually protecting America's security instead of everybody else on Earth, we don't deserve to be safe. Everybody else does at our expense, though. This is going on. Do you see this headline in the Wall Street Journal? Trump's U.S. oil blockade of Venezuela pushes Cuba toward collapse, i.e. the communist-ruled islands. Already suffering from food shortages, blackouts, and an exodus of people. That's not Trump's fault. That's been going on since 2020. Now faces the loss of cheap oil on which what little there is of the economy runs. Why? Because Trump's got those oil tankers blockaded. Folks, this could be amazing. You don't want Cuban people to suffer. They've suffered enough, but they're already suffering. They're seeing if Trump continues with this blockade of the oil tankers, the Cuban communist government could collapse, which would be amazing. The U.S. is ratcheting up pressure, they write, on Havana's key benefactor, Venezuelan strongman Nicolas Maduro. I hope Trump doesn't crack. Trump will get right up to the, you know, right up to the brink of doing something amazing and world changing that would be great, and then he just folds. He's got to keep going. One tanker, they write, the U.S. has already seized, was en route with almost 2 million barrels of Venezuelan oil when it was stopped. Are saying that this is has the potential in the Wall Street Journal to push Cuba toward total collapse. Can you imagine Cuba with a real government, capitalist, not loyal to China, but loyal to us? It's almost too good to be true. I don't get too excited about it, but this is the kind of stuff we can do if we actually advocate it for ourselves instead of worrying about, you know, Ukraine. Texter writes, Tira, it's harder for the Democrats to launder euros. I know. Texter writes, did the Democrat get elected by low voter turnout? Oh, you mean Mullins? I don't know. I actually don't know a lot about their politics. Texter writes, where'd it go? Good morning, Tira. Are there federal laws that would convict the Nunes guy? Yes, we could not get a jury of Democrats to convict him of getting in the way of an ICE arrest of an illegal immigrant. They set him free. Yeah, I know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually. You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.